Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Good morning, welcome. Here we are again for the English class, even on a Tuesday, the second day of the working week, although in most regions of Spain, today is the next to last day of the working week, because tomorrow is Wednesday, but como si fuera, as if it were Friday. Because Thursday and Friday are holidays in most regions of Spain. Not in all regions, but in most regions. En la mayoría de las regiones, in most regions. So, there's every reason in the world to enjoy today as Tuesday. And besides, a lot of people are taking long holidays the entire Holy Week. So, shall we start? I mean, this is as good a day as any to continue learning English. I mean, is there any specific day that you would say is not a good day for learning English? I don't know. But nevertheless, let's start. Let's go back and do some adjectives. We've always done adjectives. Faithful. Fiel. Are you faithful? Are you religiously faithful? Some people have religious faith and others don't. Faith moves mountains, they say. Fíjate cómo pronuncio montañas. Mountains. Cerveza Mao, número 10. Mountains. Mountain. Faith moves mountains, many people say. And to tell you the truth, faith has been probably a more influential in history than logic and reason. So faith is it's a very powerful feeling. It's a very powerful phenomenon. Faith. Faithful. The faithful. Los fieles. The faithful. Los fieles. Se dice en plural en español, pero en inglés. Faithful is incontable. One faithful, two faithful. Well, it's countable, but we don't say faithfuls. The faithful. Faith. Faith, como alfaithar, alfaithar, you know, in the window, faith, alfaith, faith. Okay, do you have faith in your ability to learn English? Do you have faith in your own ability to work well and to be productive? Do you have faith that the future will be good for you? Do you have confidence? I feel confident. Yes, I have confidence. That was a song from The Sound of Music. Lyrics. I can't remember how that song goes, and I've never sung that song. I have confidence. From The Sound of Music. Tengo confianza. Yes. She says, I can't remember. She says, I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides what you see, I have confidence in me. All right. That movie is a very uplifting movie. If you've never seen The Sound of Music, many people believe it's the best movie in the history of cinematography. And if you ask me, what is the best movie in the history of cinema? I probably agree. The Sound of Music. Sonrisas y Lágrimas. Of course, for a person today, it would seem a bit empalagosa, la película, but it's not. It has everything. It has music. It has suspense. It has evil, the Nazis. It has beautiful scenery. It has love. It has children and fun. And finally, it has an ending that is very uplifting. But especially it has suspense. A lot of suspense. You're sitting on the edge of your seat. In the last part of the movie, you're sitting on the edge of your seat. Is an expression in English. I'm not sure if you say that. Estaba al borde de la silla o de mi butaca. I was sitting on the edge of my seat. Means very, very nervous and with a suspenseful movie. Yes, what's going to happen? It's a story of a nun. She's not a nun. She's a novice. Novicia. I think we say novice. I'm not sure. A novice in English means un novato, más que una novicia. Let me find out. Novicia, which is a aspirante a, creo. A novice, dice aquí. Bueno, dice aquí novicio. I'm not sure. Yes. Let's check. I'm going to check. A nun, let's see, a candidate... To be a candidate to be a nun. What is it called? Let's see. I can't find it. So I need help. If somebody knows the steps in becoming a nun, postulant. Postula. A postulant. All right. Since a candidate, whatever. Okay, well, she's a postulant. She's, a novice. Ya vemos un novice. Novicia. In a convent in Salzburg, Austria. In Salzburg. Novitiate. Aquí se dice novitiate. Novitiate. The call. La llamada. La llamada del Señor. The call. The aspirant. Aspirante. The postulant is the next step. Step number three. The novitiate is step number four. And becoming a sister is step number five. All right. So if you're interested in joining a convent and becoming a nun or a sister, the first is you need to hear the call. The call, which means la llamada. And then you become an aspirant, which is a pre-candidate. And then you become a postulant, an official candidate. And then a novitiate. You are a novice member, but you're not a sister yet. You live with the sisters. I think it was a novitiate, which was the Sister Maria. Yes. And they send her to be the governess, or to look after the seven children of the widowed Captain Von Trapp. And it's a very interesting group of seven little kids. Quite interesting. But she's unsure because she falls in love with Captain Von Trapp. And she's afraid. And she decides to go back to the convent. But Mother Superior convinces her that that's not the way to escape from responsibility, to hide from your feelings, to escape from your feelings is not right. And so Mother Superior sings an incredible song. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream, etc. And so she returns. And as she's returning to the estate where the captain and his children live, outside of Salzburg, she sings this song. I have confidence. Tengo confianza en la luz del sol. I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. ¿Querrá decir? Incluso tiene confianza en sí mismo cuando llueve, supongo. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides, which you see, I have confidence in me. Okay. Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. Strength lies in nights of peaceful slumber. When you wake up, it's healthy. Okay, all I trust, I leave my heart to, etc., etc. So I have confidence in sunshine. And do you have confidence in the future? Do you have confidence in yourself? Do you have faith in yourself? Faithful, fiel, faithful. Inundado, flooded. My house is flooded. Yes, a flood is una inundación. Every year there are floods in many places around the world. Now, every time there's a terrible flood, the experts say it's because of global warming. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 2,000 years ago, they didn't say that. The floods we have today are similar to the floods we have last year, last decade, last century, last millennium. The same floods. The hurricanes. Now, los huracanes, the hurricanes that go through the Caribbean and into Florida or South Carolina, North Carolina, Texas, Louisiana. Now, every time there's a hurricane, the global warming people say it's because of global warming. Well, I remember in the 1960s, living in Houston, 1950s, we had hurricanes every year. Nobody talked about, I mean, it's the same. Just as powerful as before. Just as powerful as today. Maybe more. So, whatever. But flooded. Has your bathroom floor ever been flooded? Have you ever flooded the bathroom? If you leave the faucet on, if you leave the tap open and the water is flowing out, you will end up flooding the bathroom. Now, if your neighbor upstairs goes off on holiday and leaves one of the taps open, well, eventually, al final, eventually your house will be flooded because the water will filter through the floor and through the ceiling of your house and start dripping down, and finally will flood your house. And if you can't contact those people who are taking a vacation, maybe in, I don't know, maybe in Alicante or maybe in Egypt, and so there's nothing you can do except break into the house upstairs to break in. I imagine the police would bring the fire brigade to break into the house if that were to happen, if they couldn't contact. To break into the house is forzar la puerta, forzar la entrada. To break into the house. Flooded. A flood is una inundación, flood. A flash flood is una riada repentina. They're very dangerous. A lot of people have died because of flash floods. All right. Okay. Fussy. Are you a fussy person? Some people are fussy, you know. Fussy means quisquilloso, exigente. Yes, refunfuñando siempre. Fussy person. Fussy people. I don't like fussy people. I don't like fussy people. I don't know how to say fussy exactly in Spanish. Let's see if we can find it. F-U-S-S-Y. Fussy. Meticuloso, quisquilloso. No. Fussy means siempre está haciendo puchero. Fussy. The definition in English of a fussy person, a person who is too busy, demasiado ocupado con pequeñas cosas de poca importancia, o ansioso, de sobre detalles mezquinos o pequeños, difícil de satisfacer o agradar, complacer, muy difícil de complacer. That's fussy, fussy. Excessively busy with trifles, yes, hard to please. It's a fussy person. It's funny. Fussy. Let's find some good synonyms. Picky, finicky, choosy, particular. Nitpicking. Wow. We have a lot of these things. Maybe in the English-speaking world, there are a lot of fussy people. Yeah. Particular. Finicky. Oh, say, I'm finicky. But finicky is usually with food. Finicky is usually with food. Melindroso, dice aquí. My mother always called me finicky. Yes, remilgado con la comida, tiquismiquis. Esto no. And it's true. I've been finicky all my life. When people say, for example, if I go to a restaurant and the other person is looking at the los primeros and said, vamos a compartir, picar primeros, and there are about 10 different dishes, and they say, this one? I say, no. It has champiñones or setas or something. No. And this? No. Tiene pimientos. No. This, and so many of them, because I'm finicky. Why am I finicky? I think it's because my mother was a bad cook when I was a little boy growing up, and the food was really not good, and I don't like this. My father didn't like it either, but my father had different tastes, totally different tastes. He loved dill pickles. Wow. He loved dill pickles. My God. I don't know how to say dill pickles. Let me see if I can find it here. Dill pickle, pepinillo escabechado al eneldo. Okay, I don't know what that means. Well, escabechado, yes, but eneldo, I have no idea what eneldo is. Let's see, eneldo, Spanish definition. Hierba de la familia de las umbelíferas, etc., etc. Okay. Se emplea para calmar ciertas afecciones intestinales. Okay. Eneldo. My father loved that. I can't even stand the smell. I have to move the dill pickles away from me because I can't stand it. And my father likes raw onions. Cebolla cruda. Yeah, he likes raw onions. And I can't stand raw. I like cooked onions. I like onion soup, for example. You know, it's funny that in the United States, when a sopa de cebolla, nobody says onion soup. Always French onion soup. I don't know if the French invented that soup. Maybe they did. Maybe that's why it's called French onion soup. But I've never heard in my life Spanish onion soup, German onion soup, English onion soup, or simply onion soup. It's always French onion soup. But here in Spain, they don't say sopa de cebolla francesa o a la francesa. You do say tortilla francesa, which is interesting, a French omelet. All right. But nevertheless, I'm finicky with food. Yes, fussy as well. Gorgeous. Gorgeous means muy hermoso. Dios mío. Precioso. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Strange word, really. If you look at the word, the word itself doesn't look very gorgeous. 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 However, it's what we say. It's gorgeous. A gorgeous girl. A gorgeous, in fact, gorgeous for people used to be, when I was growing up, only for females, only for women or girls. But it means to call a teenage girl gorgeous is a bit too much. It's a bit too much. Gorgeous just means totally beautiful, just surprisingly. Almost like a Greek statuette, a Greek statue. Gorgeous. 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 E-O-U-S. Gorgeous. Precioso. Yes. Dice aquí, bellísimo. De una belleza que paraliza. Ahí está. Yes. In fact, many times we say drop dead gorgeous. It's very common. Drop dead. Drop dead is te caes muerto. Yeah. Drop dead gorgeous. And Richard, have you ever met a woman who was drop dead gorgeous? Oh yeah, my wife. The first time I met my wife, she was drop dead gorgeous. Yes. Drop dead gorgeous. Gorgeous. Now, in more recent generations, the girls call boys gorgeous, or a young man. Oh, he's gorgeous. And that used to be used for feminine only. But now, no. All right. The most gorgeous sight, the most gorgeous human structure, could be the Taj Mahal. Yes. Or it could be the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. It's gorgeous. So, but it's better to use in this case for human structures, to use impressive, beautiful, and things. Good looking is probably one of the most common words for guapo. Good looking, good looking. It's interesting that when I came to Spain, I was surprised to hear the word guapa for females, because when I was learning Spanish in Oklahoma for 6 years, the teacher said, guapo is for boys, linda o bonita is for girls. And I came here, and the first word I heard was guapa. Hola, guapa. I said, wow, okay. Because I had always identified guapo for males, that word, not used in the feminine. All right, but in any case, greasy grasiento, greasy spoon restaurant, un restaurante de cuchara grasienta. That's an interesting expression in the United States for a certain type of restaurant that usually is very popular. Greasy spoon restaurant, and you'll find it. Greasy spoon in Wikipedia, viene, look. El término greasy spoon, en del inglés cuchara grasienta, es una expresión coloquial en Gran Bretaña y Estados Unidos acerca de los locales donde se sirve comida barata para la clase trabajadora. However, por regla general, denota un lugar de poca higiene. Not necessarily true. Huh? That's not necessarily true. Huh? These restaurants want to give that impression. I like greasy spoon restaurants very, very much. It's very, very similar to what you would call un restaurante de familia, de menú del día. You know, it's usually not the cleanest place, but it's clean enough. Lo que no mata engorda, you say in Spanish. Yes, it's a greasy spoon restaurant. So, it's a small, cheap eatery. Either an American diner or coffee shop or a British or Irish cafe, typically specializing in fried foods or home-cooked meals. Home-cooked meals, comidas caseras, home-cooked meals. The term greasy spoon, cuchara grasienta, has been used in the United States since at least the 1920s. And is sometimes used in the United Kingdom to refer to a cafe. So, it's interesting. Greasy Spoon Restaurant. I like Greasy Spoon restaurants, eh? To tell you the truth, the food is usually delicious. Diners in the United States, yeah. And here, like, I like Menú del Día restaurants. The classical ones, with the mother in the kitchen, the father at the bar, and the teenage son and daughter serving the tables. That's often the case. Although it's starting to change. These classical, everyday restaurants, I think, are starting to die out. To die is morir, but to die out is ir extinguiéndose. Starting to die out. Yes. Greasy spoon, if you go into Imágenes de Google, you put greasy spoon restaurant, and you can see what I'm referring to. And you've seen these things in Hollywood movies 100 times or 1,000 times. These are greasy spoon restaurants. And most people like them. Most people like greasy spoon restaurants. And they're good, eh? The food is delicious. And you see the waitresses, the suelo ver camareras, you know. And they're always shouting at the cook. The cook is often the owner. He's in the kitchen, shouting at the waitress, number three, four, three. That's a greasy spoon restaurant. Yes. Grandma's Kitchen, and things like this. I love these restaurants. When I go to the States, I always stop at these restaurants. The greasy spoon restaurants. They're very good. All right. Fit. physically fit. Are you physically fit? Are you in good shape? To be in good shape means you are physically in good condition or in good physical condition. You would say buenas condiciones físicas. I think in Spanish you always use it in the plural. Mi coche está en buenas condiciones y yo estoy en buenas condiciones físicas. In English, my car is in good condition and I am personally in good shape, in good condition, good physical condition. I'm physically fit. Yes, I am a specimen of physical fitness. Maybe. I'll be right back.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Baugan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, baugan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Baugan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Baugan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupobaugan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Baugan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Baugan, pero no hay un centro Baugan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Baugan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Baugan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
You're listening listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Welcome back. All right, we're on our second half hour. 8 o'clock in the morning. Are you awake now? Are you awake? Have you finally woken up? I hope so, because this is serious business, eh? Learning English or improving your English is a serious endeavor. Serious business. It's not risky business, but it's serious business. All right, vamos a sacar una nueva línea de productos. We're going to bring out a new product line or a new line of products. Yes, we're going to bring out, sacar una nueva línea. We're going to bring out a new line in addition to Baugantown, for example. Nuestra agencia de publicidad está de acuerdo. Our advertising agency agrees. With what? Oh, with our decision to bring out a new line of products. Well, why do you need the agreement of your advertising agency? Well, we don't need their agreement. But because they are going to represent those products in terms of advertising, well, we want them to like the new line of products. And so they like it. They agree with the decision to bring out a new line of products. Nuestra agencia de comunicación es cara. Oh, see? Our PR agency is expensive. Your what? Our PR agency. PR. PR. Those are initials. PR. What does PR stand for? Public relations. You see, in Spanish, here in Spain, relaciones públicas is used only in discotheques and things. Relaciones públicas. But in the English-speaking world, public relations is la área de comunicación de una empresa. It's the public PR department, the public relations manager. Yes, internal PR and external, outside public relations. Estamos en un mercado en declive. Oh, really? Yes, we're in a declining market. In Spain, that's not true in my case. People want to learn English. Now, there's new competition, of course, in digital approaches, online learning, e-learning, electronic learning. However, people, after about maybe 200 hours, they realize that they don't learn English with these products. So they come back to us and back to the classroom. Dotame de inglés. Dándome en la cresta hasta que me espabile. Because the online English learning products don't slap you back and forth and don't shake you and say, come on, wake up. Say it again, but this time say it right. These online English... People think they can learn English by reading about the grammar. Leyendo sobre la gramática. You can't learn English by reading about the grammar. That's like learning how to drive a car reading a book. You will never be able to drive a car simply reading a book about how a car works and how to drive, how to use the steering wheel, how to use the clutch, the brake pedal, the accelerator, the gear shift lever, and the mirrors, how to use all these things. Reading a book. Or learning how to play golf or tennis. Imagine learning how to play tennis reading a book. All right, you go into the internet and you learn how to play tennis. Watching Rafa Nadal play tennis and noticing, etc., etc. But you never go out and play. You have to go out and play. If you want to speak English, it's exactly the same. There's no difference. Antonio Machado, El Camino se hace al andar. Yeah, and so you have to do it. Estamos en un mercado en declive. We are in a declining market. Ofrecemos una amplia gama de productos. Oh, wow. We offer a wide range. Escrito range. O sea, rango. Range escrito. Range. Range. We offer a wide range of products. Ofréceles un esbozo general de la situación. And I'm losing my voice. offer them an overview. An overview of the situation. An overview means trazas generales, esbozo, bosquejo. That's an overview, yes. Verbal, un esbozo verbal, no esbozo dibujado, no. That's different. It's a drawing. Offer them an overview of the situation. ¿Cómo vamos a posicionar este producto? How are we going to position this product? What product? El MIP, Master in English Professional. Well, that's easy. final solution. The final solution. Yes. Get English out of the way now. The longer you wait, the less likely it is that you will ever solve the problem. And you will become cannon fodder for English language schools like mine. Cannon fodder means carne cañón. People who come at the age of 35 and say, oh, I need to improve my English. Why didn't you decide that when you were 15 and not 35? Well, I didn't think I was going to need it. No pensé que iba a necesitarlo. I didn't think I was going to need it. When you were 15 and 20 years old and 25, you thought you weren't going to need English. Yeah, that's right. Why did you think that? I don't know. So I kept putting it off. You kept putting it off. Yeah. You know, I kept putting it off. I'll do it next year, next week, it's whatever. Seguía requiere aplazándolo. So now you're 35 and you are panicking, right? Because you realize that you're maybe going to lose your job, or you realize that you have reached your ceiling professionally, tu techo, because of lack of English. If you knew English well, your ceiling would be much higher. You would have many more opportunities. But now at age 35, you want to learn English seriously. Huh. And you have two children, a spouse, a mortgage, a dog, house, car payments, a boss. Yeah, you don't have time. You have 1,000 distractions. And now you decide you desperately need English. All right, well, welcome, and you'll be with us for the next 20 years. Unless you make an effort and focus and get it out of the way. You have to prioritize it. If learning a second language is not your priority, you won't learn it. You'll never solve it. All right, es inútil realizar cambios a estas alturas. It's pointless to make changes at this late date. Mira que decimos at this late date. En esta tardía fecha, literalmente, at this late date. It's pointless. Pero Richard, inútil is useless. No. Inútil is pointless in this context. Well, what's the difference between useless and pointless? Both of them translate as inútil. That's correct. But useless is for objects or for a person. It isn't inútil, you're useless. It's for objects or people. And pointless is for actions. Una acción que resultará inútil is pointless. Es inútil continuar. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? What for? It's pointless to go on. Es inútil realizar cambios a estas alturas. It's pointless. No viene a cuento, es que ya no. Es inútil, es una pérdida de tiempo. A waste of time. The adjective pointless and the concept of, or then the expression a waste of time are almost a synonym, perfectly synonymous. There's no point. There's no point. What's the point? ¿Para qué hacer cambios ya? What's the point? There's no point to making changes now. It's pointless. Very common, eh? What's the point? There's no point. There is no point. Contracción. There's no point. Ya da igual. Ya es una pérdida de tiempo. Ya no viene a cuento. There's no point. Es inútil realizar cambios. It's pointless to make changes at this late date. Vamos a implantar un nuevo plan de marketing. We're going to implement a new marketing plan. Yeah? What's wrong with the old marketing plan? What's wrong? ¿Y qué le pasa? ¿Qué le pasa al antiguo plan? El anterior. Nothing. We just want to implement a new plan. Well, I mean, what's wrong with the current plan? El actual. What's wrong with the current marketing plan? It seems to be working fine, in my opinion. Why change something? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Excuse me? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. What language are you speaking, Richard? I'm speaking slang English. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Oh, what do you mean? What I mean is, if it isn't broken, don't repair it. Okay? To fix is also to repair. To fix something. And broken is roto. But if you want to speak bad English, you say broke. It's broke. And ain't is colloquial. Not recommendable. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't. Yes. But it's used a lot. Ain't. I don't use it when I speak, but I will use it sometimes figuratively. I ain't gonna do that. No voy a hacer eso. I am not. I ain't gonna do that. But if it ain't broke means if it's not broken. Si no está roto, no lo repare. So no lo arregles. No lo intentes arreglar si no está roto. Which means if the current marketing plan is working fine, why make changes? Why implement a new marketing plan? Because the likelihood that it will not be as good as the current one is very high. Tenemos que centrar nuestra atención en el cliente. Okay. We have to focus on the customer. Yes, I agree, except in my company you have to focus on the teacher. If the teacher's outstanding, the customer's happy. It's just that simple. Es así de sencillo. Si es en inglés, it's that simple. If the teacher is really good, everything else is easy. Everything is easy. Selling, administrating, yeah, just everything is easy. If the teacher is good. If the teacher's not good, problems right and left. Constant problems, logistical problems, recruitment. You desperately need more teachers to cover the bad ones, etc. So you have to have good teachers. We have to focus. Tenemos que centrar nuestra atención en. We have to focus on the customer. Yo no estoy de acuerdo con tu previsión de ventas. I don't agree with your sales forecast. In Spain, you say el papel lo aguanta todo. This is very common. This is very, very true. When you prepare a business plan, un plan de negocios, the only important thing is the sales forecast for the first 5 years. Is it believable? Is it likely? And almost always, it's just not. You're not going to. you're not going to fulfill the 5 year plan. Let's see. El papel lo aguanta todo en inglés. ¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés? I don't know. The paper holds everything. No, I don't know how to say that in English. Let's see. The paper will withstand anything written on it, but we don't say that. Let's see. I can't find a good expression. A piece of paper will take whatever you write on it without protesting. Okay. That's not an expression in English, but it's a good one. Un papel aceptará lo que escribas en él sin protestar. All right, fine. Yeah. But no, I don't think we have an expression. I don't think we have an expression for that. Really. I don't know. I'm still looking. A piece of paper can bear anything written on it. No. We don't have an expression. I'm going to look in one more place. Let's see. El papel aguanta todo. Let's see. Paper can wait? I've never heard that. Paper is patient, but the internet is not. No, I've... Paper alone is cheap. Nope. Sorry, Charlie, but I cannot find an equivalent in English for el papel aguanta todo. But this is true that when people make a sales forecast within a business plan, it's almost always unrealistic. Unrealistic. Sales forecast is wishful thinking. Wishful thinking. Richard, what's wishful thinking? Well, you're thinking with your heart and what with your desire and not with reality. Wishful thinking. Dice aquí ilusión, deseo. No, bueno, castillos en el aire. Como el cuento la lechera. I don't really know how to say wishful thinking in Spanish. I don't really know. But it means, no tiene, I don't know. Wishful thinking is, no estás pensando, estás. I don't know, you'll have to help me with that one. I don't know how to say wishful thinking in English. Excuse me, in Spanish. Yes. Wishful thinking, pipe dream. Un sueño guajiro. That must be in Cuba or something. Or in Mexico. I don't know. Fantasías. No, estás analizando, estás fantasía, you know, you're fantasizing. Una esperanza vana. Wishful thinking, so that's when people prepare their sales forecasts. They put what they think because they are so convinced that their product will be, everybody will like it. But in any case, nuestra misión no es fácil de cumplir. Our mission isn't easy to accomplish. Mission impossible. Yes, sir. It's not easy to accomplish, but we have to accomplish our mission. And Richard, what is your mission? My mission is to transform Spain into a bilingual country. Well, trilingual in some areas, where everybody in Spain speaks English. Well, Richard, that's wishful thinking. I'm not making a forecast. I'm just saying I'm going to try. That's my mission. If I don't accomplish it, no sweat. Excuse me? If I don't accomplish my mission, no sweat. No te entiendo. Si no cumples tu misión, no sudor. Yeah, no sweat. What does that mean? Si no logro, si no cumplo mi misión, no pasa nada. Ni una gota de sudor. Pues... In fact, that means no hay que preocuparse. No worry. Don't worry. So, my mission in life, not true, but my mission in life could be to transform Spain into a bilingual country. Well, I'm not going to achieve my objective, or I'm not going to accomplish my mission, but what the hell? ¿Qué diablos? Da. ¿Qué más da? What the hell? Se dice mucho what the hell, or what the heck. Si quieres ser menos, less sacrilegious. What the heck? What the hell? No sweat. But I'm going to enjoy trying. Why not? Yes. Yes. How do you say? ¿Cómo es el dicho? There's a saying in Spanish. No llegas a vencido sin haber luchado. No llegas a la noble categoría de vencido sin haber luchado. Lo triste es los que no ni luchan, ¿eh? Pero el que lucha, aunque quede vencido, le tengo mucho respeto. No respeto a los que ni luchan. So, yeah. So why not? Keep trying. never give up. Never give up. Keep trying, keep trying. ¿Cómo vamos a gestionar estos recursos? How are we going to manage these resources? My God. Yeah, well, easily, easy. Managing them. Los árboles no te dejan ver el bosque. You can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see the forest for the trees. No puedes ver el bosque por los árboles, o sea, por culpa de los árboles. I like both, but I prefer the English expression in this case. You can't see the forest for the trees. The trees are in the way. ¿Dónde está el bosque? Pues estás metido en los árboles. You can't see the forest for the trees. Querer es poder. Where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Voy a transformar esta empresa en una máquina eficiente. Oh, good luck. I'm going to transform this company into an efficient machine. An efficient machine. Voy a implantar unos procesos de control. I'm going to implement control processes. Yes, sir, I'm going to implement control processes. Acabaremos mucho más competitivos. Ya verás. We'll end up much more competitive. You'll see. You'll see. La competitividad es la única alternativa. All right. Competitiveness is the only alternative. No tenemos más remedio que bajar precios. We have no choice but to lower prices. We have no choice but. No tenemos más remedio que. Se dice but, pero, salvo, sino. We have no choice but to lower prices. No, we need to raise prices, not to lower prices. To raise and to lower. To raise and to lower. To raise prices and to lower prices. We have no choice but. Se dice mucho eso. We have no choice. Or I have no choice but. I have no choice but to continue teaching English. Yes. No forma parte de nuestra cartera de productos. It's not part of our product portfolio. High level word, a product portfolio. Yes. Our product portfolio in Vaughan is too much, too broad, because really there's only one question. Solving the English deficiency. It's not a question of products. ¿Qué papel desempeñaré en el futuro aquí? What role will I play in the future here? Richard, what role will you play in the future in this country? Nothing. You will discreetly retire and ride off into the sunset, singing happy trails to you, until we meet again. Yes, what role? ¿Qué rol? O sea, ¿qué papel desempeñaré? Lo de desempeñar, en este caso, we just say to play. Cuando usas role, o sea, papel, ¿qué papel tendré? Se suele usar play. What role will I play in the future here? Well, in the future, you will be the chairman of the board. Presidente del consejo. Hemos tenido que despedir a un vendedor. We've had to fire a salesman. Why? Because he didn't sell anything. Well, you could transfer him to a different department. Well, it's not that simple, because he didn't sell anything, because he didn't lift a finger to sell. Excuse me? He didn't lift a finger to sell. I don't understand what you're saying. Well, to lift a finger is levantar un dedo, which means in English, no hizo ni el esfuerzo más mínimo para vender. Ni levantaba un dedo para vender. We say, and he didn't lift a finger to try to sell. So we don't want him in any other department, so we fired him. Okay. Quiero analizar las ventas por línea de productos. I want to analyze sales. I want to analyze sales by product line. I want to perform an analysis, a sales analysis by product line. So I'm going to break down the sales by product line. So it's a breakdown. I'm going to prepare a breakdown of sales by product line. And so we will know, you know, where we are strong and where we are weak by product line. What's the most important product in Vaughan? I think probably the EMIP, an executive master in English professional. I think it's perhaps the most important product. Also the trimester courses, the online courses, all of them, Vaughan Town, are all very important. I'll be right back, so don't go away.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it. A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
¡Atención!
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 ¡Atención! Novedad en Vaughan Tienda. ¿Te gustaría aprender a hablar francés? Ya está a la venta el nuevo libro de Vaughan, Aprende Francés desde Cero. Un libro para los que no sabemos nada de francés o para los que necesitáis un poquito de repaso. Aprende otro idioma desde el principio, con la calidad de Vaughan de siempre. Consíguelo por solo 19,95€ en vaughantienda.com. Y recuerda, nosotros no tenemos gastos de envío. Aprende Francés desde Cero, lo nuevo de Vaughan.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911335831 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5833,